And what do you call a lot of rain in just a little time?
Do you mean shower? Okay, I didn't know how hard you were talking about a shower. I don't think of it as being a hard rain, even if it's short.
What would you call something that would be a real hard rain that wouldn't last long?
Well, a thunder shower might be. A storm, but that would mean lasting longer. You might say we got a flood or something like that. Gully washer.
You hear of a gully washer?
Sure.
Anything else like that, like a gully washer?
Well, cloud burst. That's all I believe.
And what do you call a storm that has a lot of popping and lightning in it?
Thunderstorm.
And if the wind was very high.
Excuse me, but another one on the other is downpour. We really had a downpour for a heavy, sharp rain.
Oh, that. And if the wind was very high during the night, you say all night long the wind
was blowing or was really high.
So if it blew today, then yesterday it
blew.
It has
blown.
And what do you call a wind that's from that direction?
From the south, a south wind.
And that is
a norther. If it's in the winter now, and it's a hard, cold wind, that's a norther. But we might just say the wind is from the north if it's, you know, not a real cold thing.
How about this direction?
West.
In between.
Oh, northwest. Or southwest. I've heard people talk about a northwester, but not that's not something that's commonly used here.
But you just
sounds like something around the ocean to me. A sou'wester.
But this would be, the direction would be the north.
Northwest.
And that'd be the
southwest, southeast, northeast.
And what do you call it if it's raining, but it's not raining real hard, it's just sort of constant and very light, like you could walk next door and not think anything of it?
I say it's sprinkling.
And, you know, some mornings, like yesterday morning, I believe, you can't see outside.
Foggy.
And what makes that kind? What when it's foggy, there's a lot of
fog.
Well, what would you call a time when maybe 3 or 4 weeks without any rain like now?
Drought.
And what about shorter than that? Would be anything shorter than a drought?
A dry spell.
How long? What's the difference then?
I don't really know. A dry spell is frequently referred to here as a long dry spell, and of course a lot of people say drought here also. But other than those two terms, I don't think of anything else.
But so a long dry spell and a drought would be the same thing?
Yes, I'd say so.
And if the wind had been very gentle, but it was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was doing what?
Rising.
And what about if it had been the opposite, and the wind had been very strong, and it's getting weaker and weaker?
I'd probably say dying rather than slowing or anything like that.
And
or dying down.
Well, what would you call a morning like in the fall when you can go outdoors and it's a little cold, but it's not disagreeably cold? It's the kind of weather you like to be out in. You said this morning it's
crisp.
And if it's cold enough to kill, like the tomatoes or the flowers, you say you had a what?
Light freeze or a hard freeze, depending on which it was.
Would that, what about when it's
frost? You might say frost. And occasionally people say Jack Frost was here.
So would a frost and a freeze be the same thing?
No, a frost would not be a killing condition for most plants or vegetables. Flowers or vegetables. It would not last as long and just leave the little white residue on the grass and roofs and everything.
Mm-hmm.